Eric Crossley here with Making a Difference. Welcome to episode 29, Guts Too Late. I'm Eric Crossley up here in the nation's capital area, and Dayron Arias, my producer down in Florida, thank you and for all you've done. And we put together another episode here just to go over some things, and we'll have a lot more before the election. We're just 16 days now from the election, so we're getting close to the end, and hopefully the end of Donald Trump. We'll talk more about that shortly. Let's give, first of all, a big thanks to our sponsors, our platforms, and that's Anchor, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and you can also catch us on Facebook and Twitter. And now this week, let's look at the, top five states. They've been pretty much the same as they were last week. The United States, number one, Canada, number two, Germany, number three, Australia, number four, and the United Kingdom, number five. With that, only non-English speaking country, or at least it's mostly non-English speaking, is Germany there. So it's interesting to have that. Welcome to everybody. Hi to our friends at Hamburg. I was told to say hello to Hamburg and give a big shout out to thanks in Germany. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the election. Right now, the latest statistics that have been coming out show, in the latest polls, show that the president is still losing. Joe Biden hopefully will become our next president on the November 3rd or inaugurated on January 20th, but we're going to have to go down to the wire with this thing. So in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on and how Republicans are even turning against the president. And that would include a senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse. And he came out. Actually, Ben has been always been a pretty moderate person, but for some unknown reason, it's taken him a long, long time to really take a stand against Donald Trump and everything that he has tried to pawn off on the nation so far. So we're going to talk to Ben about Ben Sasse in just a minute and have him shed a little light for us. As far as the overall polls have been going, right now, the latest polls are showing that Donald Trump is losing to Joe Biden. And the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll has shown that Biden with 54%, Trump with 43%. 52% of likely voters view Trump's presidency as a failure. The polls have been varying a little bit nationally. What really matters with the Electoral College, of course, as we know from 2016, is when those polls are done in each particular state. And those battleground states, a number of them now have turned and are saying, people are saying, well, you know what? I may have voted for him once, but I'm not going to do it again. And the same thing has happened with the 2020 election. Now, what I'd like to do right now is to go ahead and hear the clip from Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what he thinks about Donald Trump these days. This is Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska. He's a Republican, by the way. And it shows you just the start of so many Republicans are turning their back against Donald Trump. Let's listen to the senator.
The COVID crisis, he refused to treat it seriously. First, he ignored COVID, and then he went into full economic shutdown mode. He was the one who said 10 to 14 days of shutdown would fix this, and that was always wrong. I mean, and so I don't think the way he's led through COVID has been reasonable or responsible. I'm worried that if President Trump loses, as looks likely, that he's going to take the Senate down with him. I'm now looking at the possibility of a Republican bloodbath in the Senate, and that's why I've agreed to serve on his reelection committee, and it's why I'm not campaigning for him.
All right, we're back again, and you hear the Senator Sasse there saying that the president spends money like a drunken sailor and mocks evangelicals behind closed doors. What's amazing to me to always see with Donald Trump is how many of the right-wing evangelicals are still supporting him. The people on the far right, the Christian fundamentalists who believe in everything like that, and yet he's the epitome of everything that is against everything they stand for. And that's what Senator Sasse said. He's not at all apologetic for having fought for his values, Republican values supposedly, against his deficit, not just as a Republican, for an American, the way he kisses dictators' butts. The United States now regularly sells our allies out under his leadership. At the beginning of the COVID crisis, he refused to take it seriously. And as he also said, he's the one who said 10 to 14 days of shutdown would fix it. And before you know it, the weather would get hot in April and everything would be fine. But that, of course, hasn't happened either. So we were, talking a little bit about the Republicans changing their minds and going against Donald Trump. And right now, it is virtually impossible to find a poll that is just not showing Joe Biden winning this election. So we should have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president if everything goes as planned and everything goes as scheduled as far as the Democrats go. The Republicans, everything's off schedule because of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has shown time and time and time again that he's just not going to listen to his advisors and listen to the Republicans who are trying to keep the Senate. We have a number of different Senate races we're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks, and that includes Lindsey Graham in South Carolina and actually Mitch McConnell's seat in Kentucky. So we're going to be going into more detail about that as we get into the next episode. Now, also, I want to mention too that in addition to hearing from people like Ben Sasse from Nebraska, House Impeachment Manager and Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, put it this way: if you find that the House has proved its case, and you still believe to acquit your name will be tied with a cord of steel for all of history. That was when the president, back way back when, was actually impeached by the House and should have gone on trial in the Senate, but didn't. So, because mainly because the Republicans and Mitch McConnell decided not to have a real trial in the Senate. And this is the price we're paying now. So we have to be aware. At all times, Republicans have stood by and not done anything while Donald Trump has run amok with the country. Worst things to happen, of course, have been the COVID disaster, COVID-19, the coronavirus. And the latest statistics we've gotten in as of Friday now, this is from a number of different sources, including the CDC, the number of cases in the United States is over 8 million now. The number of people who have died, 221,285, but yet 5.2 million people have recovered. So we always try to keep the positive side on it also. So 5.2 million recovered. Globally, though, 3.9 million cases and 1.1 million deaths. 27 million people have recovered from it worldwide. So people do recover. The question now is going to be, is there going to be a second wave? Is there going to be a second version of this increasing strength as we go further into autumn? We're already starting to see numbers spike in all over the country, really, as far as new COVID-19 cases. The biggest problem we're going to have, well, not a lot of problems, but the biggest problem is going to be the intensive care beds and freeing up enough for the people who get sick. And frankly, it's going to be difficult to do. But hopefully, if we get Joe Biden in as president, I'm not, I mean, we've been talking in this show on making a difference, and it's time to talk and act before that. We've been talking for years now about Trump and about the disaster it's been and what we can do to start to change it. How long is it going to take? Are you putting too much on one man, on one couple of people, president, vice president in this case, to change things? I don't think so. It's a matter of positivity and making things right again. So we're definitely going to see that. We hope to see it soon, the November 3rd election coming up, and we're excited to be in a situation where we can help Joe Biden. I'm not unabashedly saying this is not a bipartisan political show at this point. I'm certainly willing to discuss with Republicans and talk with Republicans about many issues, but that's one right now that we're going to have to work on hard. So we will be back in just 1 minute with the second part of the show. Eric Crossley with episode 29, Guts Too Late. What do you think, Senator Ben Sasse, though, a Republican, even though it's late in coming, he did say the words, at least he said the words that got Donald Trump so upset that he had to react to them. And that's something we have to look to. In the future, I think it's important for this country to look at the possibility of just going to a popular vote. Because frankly, the Electoral College has been a disaster. Now, the other part of it that we have to look at is what's going on with the coronavirus. The president has said all along that it was going to disappear, everything's fine, we have no problem, everything's going to go forward. And yet, here we are now in mid to late October, and we're starting to see another wave coming, and we're over 220,000 deaths. There really is no defense for the way this administration has handled the coronavirus. On top of that, if you want to go back to the impeachment hearings, we've done shows and episodes on them before, time and time and time again. Clearly, this is a situation where back, we should have gotten some red lights and red flags and done something about it. Now, the president knew about the increased possibility of COVID-19 coronavirus spreading throughout the United States, but really, in essence, did very little or nothing. Now, this is from CNN. This is Christina Maxore. And the country's 1 week average of new daily cases has moved over 53,000, an increase of over 55% in just 1 month. This is according to Johns Hopkins University data. Seven states saw a record for COVID-19 hospitalizations just this past Thursday. That would be Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. And that's according to the COVID Tracking Project. So we're seeing numbers starting to spike again. Now, a lot of other countries have been successful, and a lot of them have been smaller countries that have been successful, but it's because they took action right away. I can't tell you how important it is. If you know anybody who has passed away, or you have a family member who passed away, or you have a dear friend who passed away, or anybody who's very, very ill from the coronavirus, then you understand what we're talking about. This has not been taken seriously. And at least I would say if we had somebody like George W. Bush, looking back a little bit, we would have somebody who would at least take the reins and take charge, basically. That's what a president needs to do, and that's what an administration needs to do. Now, unbelievably, just a few days ago, we read that the president said he didn't want to give aid to California to help them with the fires, federal aid. That's what the federal government is for. Now, he changed his mind a couple of days later, but the president says things like that just to get his followers riled up, to get them out there causing trouble again, as they did last night, Saturday night in Pennsylvania. Now, today's Sunday. I'm recording during the football game of my team. The 49ers game is actually tonight. So I'm not too worried about that. But a lot of people are watching football while I'm recording this. But please go back and think about all that's transpired over the past 4 years and what we have to do to correct it. Now, Joe Biden is not a perfect person, and he was vice president under President Obama, and we talked about him a lot in the show too. But we're going to have more focusing also on him. And I saw today Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol is one of the more right wing, I would say. I mean, I think he's a fair person, a fair man, and everything, but more to the right commentator. And he came out and just literally went after Donald Trump. And he said, why doesn't Trump ever listen to anybody? Why doesn't Trump just pay attention? Put the country first. So I think it's important for us as a country now to move forward and say, okay, what can we do step by step? The first thing to do is to realize that we still have a crisis going on with the coronavirus and with COVID-19. So the most important thing to do on that vein, the federal government, is to help the state governments. When the United States was created, unlike many other countries, we're a huge country geographically, one of the largest, of course, in the world. But the idea with the different states was to have, I mean, like a little individual 50 governments throughout the United States, and they could oversee and manage their own affairs to an extent, and the federal government would come in and help them. With the fires that have been occurring out in California, in the area where I lived for a long time, during the summer and into the fall, and now into some other states too, like Colorado, the federal government has to intervene and say, we're going to send help. We're going to send money. We're going to be there for you. That is what the federal government do. That is what Donald Trump doesn't know how to do. Now, reluctantly, he will send aid to these places, but this country can't afford another 4 years of Donald Trump. And Joe Biden, he'll be president, hopefully, for at least 4 years, and then probably Kamala Harris will take over and become the president after that. She's much younger and have that opportunity, hopefully. For now, though, you're putting a lot on an older man, but he's got a good assistant with him right there, with Kamala Harris, with Joe Biden. And you also have to understand that we have to educate the Republicans. We also have to educate our fellow Americans, but that's something that's going to take longer than my life. As far as don't go out and last night they were having a rally, and the president in Michigan said that they should go out and go after the governor. The governor of Michigan was just threatened by terrorists. 13 were arrested, by the way, just a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it on this show. And now the president's back there, out there, inciting them to lock her up, like he did back in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. The problem is this kind of hateful, spiteful rhetoric coming from Donald Trump is 100% unacceptable. Now, I don't care what Republican was running, anybody would have been better than Donald Trump. But right now, anybody still is better than Donald Trump. And I've said his name 50 billion times too many. Once he's out of office, I'm not going to say it again. Because frankly, nobody's going to care about his opinion once he's out of office. I don't care about his opinion now, but he's still president, unfortunately. The thing we have to realize is we have to educate ourselves and we have to work to rebuild our country. Our country wasn't in perfect shape when President Obama left after 8 years. President Obama and Joe Biden, who's running for president, he has that 8 years experience in the White House. He has 8 years experience working with a man who not everybody liked and not everybody agreed with his positions, but he got the job done and he took charge. That was Barack Obama. Now we have Donald Trump. And hopefully we'll have Joe Biden. And maybe down the road, long after I'm gone, we'll start electing a little bit younger people overall. So we can start to get someone up there in the presidency office who has the energy that you have when you're younger. Okay. Now, Joe Biden will be a great president, and I think he's going to do a wonderful job. But in the meantime, before he's elected, hopefully, and then the key part, as we talked before, as far as the show goes, is going to be between the election and the inauguration. How are we going to manage to do that transition this time? And the only way I can tell you is that we have to enforce the law. All these threats that are going on right now against the polling places, Trump supporters coming out saying they're gonna, they'll just kidnap people and do stuff. This stuff has to stop. This is not the country I was born in. This is not the country I was that was built up, that I believed in and still believe in. I am just absolutely amazed at grandma's old saying, how they come out of the woodwork, and they came out of the woodwork for this man. Now we'll be back again with another show in just a few days. We've only got 16 days till the election, so we want to be sure you'll please tune in. Again, thanks to Aaron in Florida and Making a Difference, episode 29. Again, Republicans need to have the guts and not be too late about it. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Crossley, reporting from sunny Maryland. Have a great day. See you next week on Making a Difference.